Here we go. Our learning should be in Zchus of First and for Baruch Tzvi Nivka. Ba'ad Yom B'Sor Shachar Yisrael, Deva Henech Mordechai B'Fed Simcha, B'Sor Shachar B'Sor Shachar Yisrael, B'Yom and Simcha B'Nadin Amina B'Sor Shachar Yisrael. Five ideas on Tamas and Av and with the connection of the fixing of our eyes, the fixing of our Einayim. First, let's start number one. Let's start with the source. The Arizal writes in Tamei HaMitzvos, he says that Chodesh Av, Tamas and Av are connected to Einayim. And he looks at the pasuk in Eicha Aleph Tezayim, as the pasuk says, "Einei Einei Yordemayim," right? Over these things I weep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "My eyes run with water." The Rizal says there's a connection between the eyes and Tammuz and Av. So we're going to try to understand exactly, maybe a little deeper idea of what the exact connection is. Before we even get to the ideas, we know that at the end of the day, the Gemara tells us in Tainis and Chavches and Chavtes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already chose Tisha B'Av to be the night. The 3 weeks culminates of Tisha B'Av. The night of Tisha B'Av really got started by the sin of the Meragim. And if you look all over Shlach in Perek Yud Gimel, specifically at the end of Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk says, "V'sham ra'inu es anafilim b'nei anak min anafilim v'anehi be'einenu chachavim v'chein ayinu be'eineyim." There's so many lashonos of ra'inu, ayin, einayim, in their eyes, in our eyes. We see that at the end of the day, Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks are very much connected to the eyes. So what is the deeper idea here? Number two, the Igor de Perka, who was the sefer of the Bnei Yisrael, writes, we say in Tehillim, Kofi Kofi Yuches, we say it in Halal, Me'is Hashem Ha'istazos, He niflas be'ininu. This thing came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is wondrous in our eyes. And says the Igor de Perka, says the Bnei Yisrael, and Os Reish Lamed Tes, that this is connected, it's talking about Tamuz and Av. When Me'is Hashem Ha'istazos, He niflas be'ininu means that at the end of the day, Tammuz and Av are times where things aren't so clear, and their hardships, and their struggles, and the things are covered. But we know at the end of the day, down deep, that Zos Hiniflas Be'inenu, La'asilavo in the future, that this time of darkness was really hidden with tremendous light. It was really hidden with tremendous, tremendous chesed. And that's what we're really referring to. Specifically, Be'inenu refers to the times of Chodesh and Av, of Tammuz and of Chodeshim, of Tammuz and Av, they look like they're really hard, but at the end of the day, they're filled with chesed. And then Igor de Perka number 3 actually gives another remez. He says, if you look in Shemos, Paragimel Pasuk Dalet, by Moshe Rabbeinu is by he sees the burning bush. What happens? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, it is by the burning bush. When Moshe sees that the bush isn't burning, Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he was still looking. He didn't move back. And he says the word sar, which we translate means that he turned aside to look. Sar is gematria. Sar is gematria 260, which is ayin. Ayin times 2. Ayin is 130, ayin times 2. What's the remez, says the Bnei Yisrael, says the Igor de Perka? That Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzapa, that he already looked into the burning bush, that he was mitzapa, that these months they're going to come a time, they're going to be fixed. But right now they're din. Right, and Rashi even tells us when the bush is burning, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Imo anochi b'tzara, I'm with you in your pain." So it says the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at those months. Sar is gematria 260, which ayin times two. He was looking at deeper. At the end of the day, it looked like it was din, but when Rashi tells us that really at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying it's all out of love. It's all out of chesed. And this is number 4, which leads us to our next remez of how Tammuz and Av are connected to Einayim. Reb Lezer Jikover, idea number 4, tells us, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud, Doiv Oirev Huli Ori Bamistarim. He is a lurking bear to me, a lion in hiding. According to Rashi, the subject of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become like a lurking bear. And says Reb Lezer Jikover, that the bear, I actually have a few bears here up here in the camp sometimes, a bear is a lesson of din. But Ori Bamistarim, he looks like he's a bear, but Ari b'mistar means Ari. We know the pasuk says in Yecheskel Aleph Yud, "Pnei Arye el hayomim." The face of a lion looks towards the right. But really, at the end of the day, a lion looks like it's very, very din. Right? We think of an Ari, we think gibor, we think strong. But says the pasuk in Yecheskel, and says the blazer jikover, "Pnei Arye el hayomim." The Ari is looking to the right. It might look like a doiv oirev, that the bear is a lurking bear, but Ari b'mistarim. So the Rabbonu Shalom really behind everything. At the end of the day, it's all about how we view and how we look for the Rabbonu Shalom. Even in the 3 weeks, and even in the struggles and the darkness of the 3 weeks, we know that at the end of the day, it's filled mamish with so much kedusha and so much tov. It looks like there's din right now, but we know that there's tov. And finally, din number five, how tamas and aver connected to bechinas leinayim, says the Yismach Yisrael, Parshas Balak goes off. He tells us, he quotes how tamas and aver bechinas leinayim, and he says, how do we awaken our eyes? How do we enlighten our eyes? He says, it's very very pashut. The pasuk tells us in Sehelim Yotes, Pikuda Hashem Yisrael Misam Chalev, Mitzvas Hashem Bara Meires Einayim. V'ha'er Eininu B'sor Sechel, like we say in Avar Abba. How do we fix our eyes? How do we enlighten our eyes? It's dafka through the Torah. It's dafka through the learning, specifically in this time of the 3 weeks. And we know that Avodas Yisrael even teaches us in Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yotes, Heve Shokol D'Lomot Torah. Rav Binyamin quotes the Avodas Yisrael, the Kudshus Hamag, what does it mean, Heve Shokor? Heve is Gematria 21. That the 21 days with the 3 weeks are supposed to be filled. We have to fill our eyes with Torah. We have to fill our eyes with the Kedusha of Torah. It's obviously all of Tamas and Av are connected very, very much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to be able to work on our Sinas Chinam. But at the end of the day, where does Sinas Chinam come from? It comes from the view of our eyes. Why do people hate? Because we're not seeing positively. If we see positive with our eyes, if we look for the good, then we'll see good. And the Sfas HaEmes tells us, Pashut, Ahav Lecha Kamaicha. You have to love your friend like yourself. The Sfas HaEmes says, if you love yourself truly, then you could truly love someone else. So at the end of the day, we want to work on our sinas chinam. First, we have to stop hating ourselves, love yourself, and then we can spread love to others. So we'll just review these five ideas we said from how Tamas and Av are connected to Einayim. We start off the same, but Arizal tells us, Tamas and Av are connected to Einayim. The pasuk says, Eini Yor Demayim. The pasuk says in Perak Aleph of Eicha. And the Perkot says, number two, Me'eis Hashem Ha'izazos, He Niflas Be'ininu. That right now looks like they're days of din, but we know that the Niflas Be'ininu. Einenu refers to the eyes. It specifically refers to this time of Tamas and Av, where we think that at the end of the day there's so much darkness, but we know at the end of the day that's filled with so much chesed. We wait for the day that Kadosh Baruch says that He niflas be'einenu, that even those days will be filled, and we're going to see it. And number three, the Igur Teperka even tells us by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the burning bush, by Hashem ki sar liros, Hashem saw that He was still looking. Sar, He turned. Sar is gemachi 130 times 2, 260. By the Einayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was someone who saw, and that's what Rashi even tells us. They saw the burning bush. The Ribbono Shel Olam is even there, even in the times of Tamuz and Av, and even in the destruction, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm still with you. I even forgot to even quote this before, but the Menei Tzatzchi even writes that this Shabbos is Parshas Pinchas. He says, Gematria of Pinchas and Eliyahu is exactly the Gematria of 260, of Ayin. Because through Pinchas and Eliyahu, through seeing positive and looking positive, and always looking for the good, at the end of the day, we're metaking our eyes. Blazer Jikover says, the pasuk tells us in Eicha, the lurking bear, a lion hidden. Says the Blazer Jikover, it might look like a doiv orev, it might look like a lurking bear, but arvim mistarim, it's a lion. A lion refers to chesed, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel Aleph Yud, right? The face of the lion is looking towards the right. For us to be able to look and say, even in the din and even in the gevura, to look for the good, to look for the Ribbono Shel Olam. As we know, the Avodas Yisrael and Talmidei Baal Shem Tov Sevis, right? We have to search for the Rabbi Sigu Bein Mitzarim. We have to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically in this time. As the Pasuk tells us in Eicha, Kol Rod Fehu Sigu Bein Mitzarim. Kol Rod Fehu, who look for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Rodef Ka. Rod Fehu has two words, Rodef Ka, to search for the Ribbono Shel Olam even in the time of Bein Mitzarim. And finally, five, Yismach Yisrael tells us how to find the Ribbono Shel Olam in Tamas and Av. The very Pasuk, Bahar Einenu Besor Secha. How do you find the Ribbono Shel Olam with your eyes, with your Torah? Dafkud alidei sorasecha. Pekudei Hashem Yisrael misamch lev bara mi'ira seinayim. The Pasuk tells us that at the end of the day, you want to know how to fix your eyes, how to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam this time, dafkud through Torah. And that's why the Avodas Yisrael says, Heve shakul l'mol Torah. Heve is Gematria 21, which he says is a remez to specifically learning Torah in this time. Shvizorcha b'ez Hashem, to take these ideas and connect the Tamas and Av, connecting to the fixing of our eyes, whether that be finding, looking for the good in our lives, looking for the good in the Ribbono Shel Olam, looking for the good in our families, looking for the good in each other, looking for the good in ourselves, and always looking, as Hashem, to grow in our Torah, as the famous Yismach Yisrael says, V'har einenu b'sor secha. You want to fix yourself, you want to prepare yourself during these 3 weeks, you want to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, dafku through the Torah, perish al yedei sor secha, v'har einenu b'sor secha. How to fix our eyes, specifically in this time, look for the positive, and to be able to learn Torah as the Shem Yisbach Shchoich.